From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. European finance ministers reconvene to discuss Greek proposals for a financial bailout. A summit of all 28 European Council members, originally scheduled for Sunday, was canceled while the Eurozone talks on a bailout deal continue. The finance ministers of 19 Eurozone countries will remain in talks until the Greek negotiations conclude. Ministers have expressed skepticism that Greece will implement the austerity measures it has proposed. Alexander Stubb is Finland's finance minister.
No one is blocking a deal. We are all constructively trying to find a solution in a very difficult situation. What we are saying is that the conditionality that has been presented by the Greeks is simply not enough.
Greece is asking its creditors for nearly $60 billion to cover its debts until 2018. Negotiations at the Iran nuclear talks will resume Sunday after a hectic day of closed-door meetings Saturday in Vienna. With talks over a deal entering a third week, discussions continued until around midnight, according to the State Department. In one session, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry hashed out details of a potential deal with EU Foreign Minister Federica Mogherini and Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Meanwhile, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei called Saturday for the struggle against the United States to continue. His comments suggested that Tehran's distrust of Washington will persist no matter what the outcome of the talks. The world powers want controls on Iran's nuclear program in exchange for reducing sanctions that have crippled Iran's economy. This is VOA News. Pope Francis wraps up his week-long visit to South America Sunday after urging politicians and business people not to give in to what he called an idolatrous economic model. Speaking at a college in Asunción, Paraguay, the pontiff said that corruption is a plague on society. The pope said that if a country wants to preserve its dignity, it needs to yank out corruption and bribery. Paraguay's economy has grown in recent years, but the opposition and the Catholic Church say that not enough has been done to help the poor and marginalized in society. Serbia is protesting an attack Saturday on its prime minister at a ceremony marking the 20th anniversary of the Srebrenica massacre, calling it an assassination attempt and demanding a formal apology, that is, from Bosnia-Herzegovina. The attack came just moments after Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić entered a cemetery near the enclave to lay flowers commemorating the slaughter of 8,000 Muslim men and boys in 1995. Mr. Vučić, once a Serbian ultra-nationalist who supported Bosnian Serbs in the conflict, attended the ceremony in an apparent gesture of reconciliation. But both he and his entourage were bombarded with stones and other objects. The prime minister escaped the scene with broken eyeglasses and minor facial injuries. At least 14 people were killed and 74 injured in a suicide bomb attack at a crowded market in Chad's capital, N'Djamena, on Saturday. The incident came just hours after at least 10 villagers were murdered in northeastern Nigeria when a large group of Boko Haram Islamic extremists attacked their settlement and took over a major highway in the region. No one has claimed responsibility for the Chad attack, but authorities blame the Nigeria-based militants for a series of bombings and shootings in the Central African country in recent weeks. Ash and cinders spewed Saturday from the Colima volcano in western Mexico, prompting authorities to close the airport in the state capital of Colima and order the evacuation of several small towns nearby. The volcano began erupting on Thursday and has become increasingly active. And at Wimbledon, seven-time champion Roger Federer of Switzerland takes on world number one and defending champ Novak Djokovic in the men's final. Federer last won the tournament in 2012. Djokovic won last year's men's crown by beating the Swiss player in five sets. This will be the 40th time the two players have met. Federer owns a 20-19 advantage. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.